Hi guys, Adrian Cahill here, and I hope you guys are ready for another interesting session. Okay, with today I will need you guys to have a pen and paper. If you don't have a pen and paper, a pencil and paper will suffice, or a pencil and cardboard. Just get something to write on because you will want to make a few notes here, or maybe some more. Okay guys, so today we're going to cover the four basic metaprograms. And this is known under a few different names. It's also known as the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. However, the stuff actually came from Carl Jung back in 1923. So what we're looking at here is a personality assessment or some personality questioning. I strongly feel it's of most value for you to understand your personality. If you don't understand the basics of your personality, how can you expect yourself to achieve bigger things? Or how can you expect yourself to be happy every day? So we can do great things and we can have awesome lives. And understanding your personality can be the start of that. Okay. So you got your pen, you got your paper. Do you have reduced or no distractions? Is it safe to start? Are you happy today? Good. Okay, well, first question for you guys. When it's time to recharge your batteries, do you prefer to be alone or with people? Okay. Second question, someone's given you the shits or someone has annoyed you. Do you prefer to be alone and with your thoughts, or do you want to be with people talking about it? Do you seem to have few friends and look for deeper relationships with them? Or many friends, but not necessarily deep relationships with them? Do you look to yourself for causes? Or do you look to the environment for causes? This is just when something happens, whether you look inside yourself or you look for external things. Are you more of a self-sufficient person or a be-happy-go-lucky person? Okay guys, that's the introvert-extrovert assessment. All the first questions were for introverts. So if you answered all those questions with the first answer, that would lead you for an introvert preference. Now it's a preference. It doesn't mean you're introverted all the time in every situation. Sometimes we're introverted. Sometimes we're quite extroverted, loud and outgoing. So an introvert, someone who is introverted will prefer generally to be alone. He prefers the internal world of thoughts and ideas over the external world of people and things. Introverts tend to have few friends, look for deeper relationships with them. Yeah, they look into themselves for causes. They reflect a lot before acting. They're self-sufficient. They're less carefree. More solitary, you know, they enjoy working alone. A lot of the time they score highly on aptitude tests and they like dealing with concepts and ideas. Introverts tend to be in jobs like mathematicians, farmers, technical jobs, scientific jobs, engineers, dentists, artists, and what else, probably carpenters. And plumbers, you know, these kind of technical jobs and specific trades. Now the extroverts will prefer the outer world of people and things rather than the internal world of thoughts and ideas. So when it's time to recharge their batteries, extroverts will want to be with people. Now, when they're annoyed, they want to talk about their problems with other people. Extroverts actually make up the majority of the population, so you're probably an extrovert there. Now, extroverts tend to have many friends, not necessarily deep relationships with them, very sociable. They look to the environment for causes. They're happy-go-lucky people. They like action and getting involved in new situations. Maybe impulsive. They like interaction, venturesome, talkative, outgoing people. This isn't necessarily saying that you're a them, but that's the qualities of the extroverts. Extroverts tend to prefer jobs like salespeople, personal directors, public assistants, social workers, jobs working with lots of people, teachers, one of our favorite jobs of all, politics, and anything related with TV and movies and that kind of stuff. So as I said, the majority of people are extroverts. They much prefer the outer world rather than the inner world. And these are preferences, so they can change over time. So that's the introvert-extrovert filter. You should put a I for introvert and an E for extrovert. Next, we go on to internal processes. Now, this is an intuitor and sensor. So the question for you is, if you were going to study a certain subject, would you be more interested solely in the facts and their application for now? Or would you be more interested in the ideas and relationships between the facts and their application for future? Wow, isn't that a big one? You can do this. I'll say it again. If you were going to study a certain subject, would you be more interested solely in the facts and their application for now? Or would you be more interested in the ideas and relationships between the facts and their application for future? So you see, the first part is being interested in the facts and their application for now. Or would you be more interested in the ideas and relationships between the facts and how it affects the future? Now, the intuitor, they will prefer to perceive the possibilities and the relationships and the meaning of their experiences. The relationships and the possibilities and the meanings, rather than the sensor, who is into the immediate facts and experiences now. So the intuitors make up a smaller percentage of the population, and they'll be more interested in the abstract, the big picture, as opposed to the specific details. The intuitor is more interested in the future and in grasping the possibilities, The intuitor is so much into relationships and the bigger purpose that they may actually disregard a lot of the face-to-face or daily current data. Sometimes I see the current people or the current sensory data as being stuck in the mud, where the intuitor sees the higher purpose and may miss the current situation. So the intuitors tend to have a positive attitude towards change. They like new possibilities, tolerant of complexity. They like open-ended instructions, and they value autonomy. Intuitors, they really prefer working with abstract situations, with abstract problems. The symbolic and abstract levels is really good for them. They're very creative in direct proportion to their score. Like, the much more they're into the relationships, the much more intuitive they are. And funnily enough, they also like to read more for pleasure than the sensory people who tend to read for the information and for the facts in it. Now, these guys tend to prefer jobs like research scientists, psychologists, chemists, writers, architects, mathematicians, musicians, and physicists. Regarding time, these guys would be the poets, the dreamers, the visionaries. They dream of what the world will be like in the future, and they want to move towards that dream. However, these people have a lot of no patience for today. They may not be the best with what is going on now. Actually, guys, you may have heard me mention intuition. For those that don't have a good understanding or a definition of intuition, intuition is simply the ability to move up in levels of abstraction of thinking. Find the relationships and ideas at a higher level of abstraction, then often moving back down into specificity and relating that to the current situation. What does that mean? So it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon and there's a home and there's a dog in it. And the dog thinks, hey, my owner seems to come back in the afternoon. And the dog sees the abstract picture that most afternoons the owner comes back around this time. So the dog relates that most days or yesterday, the day before, the owner came back at this time. So I think my owner's going to come back soon. So the dog gets up and goes to the door. And surely enough, 10 minutes later, the owner comes home. So the intuition is going up in abstraction, thinking more of the purpose or where this came from, making relationships, and then coming back down and using it in the current sense. That's intuition. So the intuitors are very good with relationships up high and abstract levels of thinking. And who's one of the biggest intuitor people of the 21st century? There's a lot out there, but the one I'm thinking of would be Steve Jobs. Big sensory guys of the 21st century, I'd be saying Warren Buffett, Donald Trump. It's not that those guys don't have the intuitive process, it's that they're really into the figures and the facts and the current situation. So the senses, being the majority of the population actually, prefer to perceive the immediate, real and practical facts of the experience in life. They'll be more interested in the concrete as opposed to the abstract. The sensor relies on facts and is more interested in the experience of the now. In fact, the sensor is so much into the sense of what's going right now that they often get stuck in it. And they call the intuitors, speculative, and think that the intuitive people have their heads in the clouds, which is kind of true. The intuitors are really into abstract, and the senses are more into now. It's quite fine. Everything's completely natural, fine, and you're in the right place right now. Now, the senses tend to be more factual-minded, learn through visual aids, be interested in economics, prefer practical applications, have a practical outlook. Now, the senses tend to prefer jobs like business, production, biological science, office management, police work, veterinary science, sales, technology, banking. Now, regarding time, senses are very much in the now. They often do not really practice the ability to look too far into the future, as they're really focused on the now, this week. Perhaps this could lead to some poor savings and being notoriously poor planners, since they're really caught up in the now and what's happening this week. They're usually concerned with events in the moment. They can be really quick decision makers as well, and they're able to respond to events that are going on, often energetic and active. Senses want the stimulating experiences of what's happening now. Now, for the intuitive people, I'd like you to record an N. N for intuition or intuitive, and a S for the sensory people. Fantastic work, guys, by the way. Fantastic stuff. Isn't it interesting? So how are you guys looking yourself? Do we have a pile of extroverts out there or intuitors or what's going on? Hope you guys are having a good time. Hey, next we'll go on with an internal state. The thinkers versus the feelers. Now, considering everyone is at different levels, I will go in just to a little detail here. The thinkers are dissociated. The feelers are associated. So that the thinkers here, when given a problem, they will think about it. Or if I was to say, can you remember the last time you were very happy? The thinker thinks about the solution, thinks about the answer. Hang on, was I? The feeler, the associated, when I say, can you remember the last time you were very happy? The feeler goes straight in to his previous body or into the memory and feels. So thinkers think logically, I guess, or they think. They find it easier to think about the situation, where the feelers really associate. They kind of use their body and their mind in a slightly different process. So when I say to you, can you remember the last time you're really, really angry? When was the last time you got really, really angry? But don't think about it too much. Okay, stop there. Now, can you remember the last time you laughed so loud? You're with a couple of your friends and someone said a joke and a couple of other people said a joke and then you said something that was so funny that everyone was just like laughing uncontrollably. Can you go back and remember that? Okay, remembering that last time you were so funny, so hilarious. That's memory question. So you may find yourself thinking or using more of your feelings. And another question. When you make a decision, do you rely more on impersonal reason and logic or more on your personal values? In a different context, if you were to say buy a car or a house, would you be looking more at the figures, the maths, the logic behind it? Or would you be looking more on your personal values, like I like this color car, I like this type of car, I like this sports car? Personal values. I value a Ford, even though the facts and figures might show that a Commodore might be cheaper or something, you know. So are you using more of impersonal reason and logic, facts and figures, or personal values? Now, those memory questions about remembering the funniest moments or the angry moment. Did you feel yourself in the situation? Feel yourself? Or were you thinking back? Okay, now, the thinkers tend to be skeptical of religious beliefs. They have a theoretical orientation. You know, they excel in mechanical aptitude, be experimental, learn best from lectures, do well on exams. You know, the thinkers tend to prefer jobs like law, politics, mechanical jobs, physical and biological sciences, medicine, business, dentists, technology jobs, you know. Feelers, on the other hand, feelers tend to be more social, more religious, be into nurturing, affiliating, have more free-floating anxiety, be more tender-minded. Feelers tend to prefer jobs like social services, customer relationships, teaching, nursery, ministry, and counseling. Okay, guys, please record a T for thinkers and an F for feelers. Okay, next. And this is the fourth part of the assessment. This is called the adaptive response. This is how you kind of respond to a lot of things. Judger versus perceiver. And this is kind of related to how we respond to the environment. Are we judging or are we perceiving? In the actual Myers-Briggs assessment, it says that this filter is a basis of whether a person is aiming to experience life and adapt to it, or make life adapt to them. The question is for you. Okay. If we were going to do a project together, would you prefer that it was outlined, planned, and orderly? Or would you prefer that we were able to be more flexible in the project? I'll say that again. If we were going to do a project together, would you prefer that it was outlined, planned, and orderly? Or would you prefer that we were able to be more flexible and adaptable in the project? Okay. Do you have one of those day timer type calendars where the day is planned out? If so, do you use it regularly? And do you enjoy or prefer using it? And the last one. Why did you buy your last car? Now, right now, I'd like you to tell me, why did you buy your last car? Now, a judger will give you a list of chronological events that led to the purchase. And a perceiver will give you a list of criteria or values. So hopefully that got you there to be able to tell the difference. A judger will have plans and lists. And we'll have decided in advance how it should be. Now, a judger needs high closure, whereas the perceiver tends to be more adaptable and they kind of stay away from closure. Judges tend to be more decisive, have vocational interests, be quicker at decision making, like using administration skills, and they're also more left-brained. And the judges tend to prefer jobs like business-orientated professions, school principal, you know, executive and police officers. And one more, judges. Perceivers tend to be open to change, flexible, be impulsive, perform below capacity, be spontaneous, open-minded, they need change and need autonomy. Maybe less competitive than judges and have a higher tolerance for complexity, be better at abstract reasoning, and they're actually more right-brained. Perceivers tend to prefer jobs like writers, musicians, architects, artists, psychologists, and advertising. So that's it, guys. You have to make the decision there. I'm sure you know what's right for you if you're a judger or a perceiver. As I mentioned before, please understand that people move through the range of these preferences in time. So it's important to kind of do this test a couple of times throughout your life or perhaps after big changes. See if it changes, you know. Actually, changing these preferences, changing them inside yourself is actually possible with NLP. And I believe some natural things can happen in your life which may change you from one to the other. Perhaps having children or finding some amazing network that really gets you hooked and changes your life. When I was 26, I believe I was more of a strong introvert and I was in a serious relationship, spending a lot of time at home with money and making money. Soon after things happened and I was in a new city and I discovered some networks where we were meeting lots of local and non-local people, welcoming new people into the country and hanging out with lots of travelers. That really turned me from an introvert to an extrovert. I'm now highly extrovert. I'm a strong on my intuitive or intuitor. I'm a bit strong there. The actual previous testing I done showed it as like 70-80%. I'm also more of a feeler. I'm more of a feeling person than thinking. And my perceiving and judging is pretty much 50-50. It's a little bit stronger on the perceiving side of the house. I also feel it's a bit more on the perceiving side of the house because of the way I think about time. With my feeling and perceiving, I'm more adaptable to change. And this could also be because of the last few years I've been in situations where I've had to do that. So that's a little example of how life grows and how you change. Now for you guys in front of you, you should have a E for extroverted or a I for introverted. You should have a N for intuitive or an S for sensor. Next, you should have a T for thinking or an F for feeling. And lastly, you should have a J for judging or a P for perceiving. Also make a note there if those were high or strong, or alternatively if they were low. It's good to know if you're very strong in any of those fields. Okay. Believe it or not, and it's okay if you don't believe it, you will soon enough. That's actually kind of a major thing that you've just done. You've done your first big psychological assessment. Now those results, I urge you guys, keep them somewhere solid. Keep them somewhere safe. It's just a short matter of time before you're looking for those answers to check on yourself again. Okay, so I'd like to thank you guys for coming here. We're going to have a lot more stuff coming up. We have a few other meta programs to help you pinpoint what you want to do in future or where you are now. So thank you guys very much for coming along. And what I'd really like you to do is I'd really like you to pass on the links or where you found this or perhaps my name on to some other people so that they can get the same big benefit as well. Okay, thanks very much, guys. Talk again real soon. Guys, that's Adrian Cahill wrapping up live from my office in Australia, heading back to Shanghai next week. Thanks very much. Have a great day, everyone.